Welcome to the fifth episode of Productive Popcorn, binge watching for busy professionals. My name is Irene Chan. I'm a productivity geek and a movie buff. That's why I made this show, so that you can focus on the best shows that you can watch so you can enjoy and still stay productive. It's 9:31 p.m. in the Philippines. So it's all about Friends episode or Friends reunion this episode. We're going to answer the question, is it worth watching? You probably heard about Friends Reunion on your newsfeed for the past week. So we're going to finally decide if is it worth watching or not. I already watched it twice, so I think I'm pretty reliable to say whether it's worth watching. All right, so as always, we're going to start with a lightning round. So if you still have things to work on this Friday, and you just want to get the most important parts of this show, we're going to start with the lightning round, my top recommendations for this week. All right. So, of course, the first question is Friends Reunion worth watching? And the answer is heck yes, especially if you're a Friends fan. It is the right combination of nostalgia and new information. And I'm saying new information that will blow your mind. Yeah, so you gotta watch it if you haven't watched it yet. And even if you're just remotely interested in Friends, you're not a fan, you haven't watched the entire 10 seasons, I think you should still watch it, because it's interesting for all of these actress and actors to get together in one show and share with us, you know, what's new in their life. So definitely worth watching. And if you're already watched Friends, and if you're still craving for a more comedy in your life, a TV series, then I actually have the best recommendations for you. So tonight, of course, we have Friends, The Good Place, How I Met Your Mother, Working Moms, or yeah, I think I have more in store than more How I Met Your Mother. But okay, we're gonna discuss that. And of course, so Friends, 10 seasons. So I don't think I have to say more here. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's 10 seasons though, so get ready for like the binge watching of your life. But if there's only one show that you have to binge watch this pandemic or this weekend, you gotta start with Friends. It's been 17 years since the last season aired and we still watch it. We play it in the background sometimes, or we play it when we're in the car eating in a drive-thru. So, okay, now let's check my next recommendation, which is The Good Place. By the way, I gave Friends 5/5 popcorn. There are seasons they're not so good and they didn't know what to do with some of the characters, but overall, Friends is definitely a 5/5. And The Good Place. If there's only one, besides Friends, of course, if there's only one series that you need to binge watch on Netflix right now, it's definitely The Good Place. So it's 4 seasons. It's already done, so you will be able to binge watch it and you don't have to wait for another season to find out the ending. So it's all available on Netflix. Hands down, the best comedy series to watch on Netflix. And if there's only one series you should watch, this is it. It's funny, heartwarming, heartbreaking, all at the same time. I think it's the most intelligent way of answering the question, what happens when we die? All right, so next up is definitely something that's perfect for me and for all the other moms out there, Working Moms. The title tells everything. As a working mom, I definitely love the candid, authentic, and sometimes crazy take on motherhood. And I would describe it as the hangover for moms. It's something that you have to watch when your kids are already asleep. So definitely R18 rating. And there's just some crazy stuff like drugs, alcohol. But at the same time, it feels very real because you can relate to basically all of the moms or one of the moms. And some interesting fact for you, I know that the on-screen couple, they're actually real-life couple as well, and they are the producer of the show. So I think that's very interesting. And the next recommendation is Friends from College. It's because I wanted to share something new, but at the same time, kind of, it sounds kind of like Friends from College. When you actually search Friends on Netflix, this will show up. So while the title sounds like Friends, it's definitely not your wholesome sitcom. It's R18, and the comedy is pretty dark and twisted sometimes, but it's the kind of comedy I love. It's only 2 seasons, so this is going to be a breeze to watch. I actually didn't check whether there will be an upcoming season. So basically, once you watch it, it feels like you will be done with the show and you won't be asking for more. So prepare to laugh and pull your hair out at the same time, because they are characters that you would love to hate. Okay, so Friends from College and productivity of the week is pivot. So meaning, if you're stuck with something, just try to pivot, try another angle, and even try to drop the couch and walk outside and see how you can try the problem again. So for me, as a content creator, I usually get stuck with some of, like, I'm writing a blog post and I don't know how to rewrite a paragraph after revising. And sometimes you just have to look at it in a different angle and you have to pivot. So I think that's a great productivity tip, because it actually makes your work faster if you take a break and look at it from fresh eyes. Even just take a walk for 5 minutes, do something different completely. Maybe move your couch. That could be a great way to give your mind a break. Definitely, that's my productivity tip of the week. So I think we went through the lightning round very quickly. That's great. So if that's all that you have time right now, I totally appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining. But if you still have more time, come hang out with me. I still want to talk more about Friends Reunion. And yeah, so if you only have time this weekend that you need to watch, you have to watch Friends Reunion if you're a Friends fan, or if you're remotely interested with Jennifer Aniston and all of the other actors, then you got to watch it. And you can also watch Working Moms, The Good Place, and Friends from College. I also want to say that How I Met Your Mother is also available on Netflix. So I think, how many seasons are How I Met Your Mother? I think it's 10 seasons. It's something that I love watching once, but How I Met Your Mother is something that I don't watch like all of the time. For example, I watch Friends like all of the time, and Seinfeld, I used to fall asleep watching Seinfeld like every night. So for How I Met Your Mother, it's definitely a fun series. There are tons of unnecessary episodes, but the characters and the actors are just super fun. So you keep watching them, and I don't think it's like a big spoiler, but yeah. No, like, it's just that the ending is so... how would I call it? Without, I think it's just that it did not leave a good feeling, that you don't want to keep watching it. Of course, you will see it coming. I've seen it coming as to how it will end. But still, you know, you fall in love with the characters and you expect some things to turn out differently. So that's one of the things that I didn't like about How I Met Your Mother. But still, definitely worth watching. My sister actually recently binge watched the whole series, because we've talked about it a lot in the past, and she said she hasn't watched it yet. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk more about Friends Reunion. I'm going to share my screen and find, because I have friends who are also Friends fans, and I wanted to share their reaction. Also, besides my husband, I think I'm the only Friends fan in the family. So my husband and I actually have 2 Friends Lego set, the coffee shop, the Central Perk. Okay, let me share my screen, because I wanted to share and geek out a little bit about other people's reaction. Chrome tab, Facebook, okay. Share my screen. All right. Okay. So, Minessa is one of my favorite people in the world. Belated happy birthday, dude. I actually thought of doing this show with you, but I wasn't sure if you will have the time. But anyway, we should totally do a trivia game. For friends, trivia game. Okay. So, Minessa, she's a business coach, and basically she helps people rock it on Facebook, and she is also a Friends fan. And this, when she shared this, I was just like, oh my god, I can totally relate. I didn't tear up as much, but I actually had a very happy feeling. And I just want to say what Minessa said. My current situation after watching the Friends reunion on HBO Max. If you haven't watched it yet and you're a fan, go do it now. I didn't know what to expect when I started, but it felt just like going home again. Okay, I need to go wash my face and recombobulate. I hope I said that right. Tell me I am not the only one who ended up with a tear streak face and a pile of used Kleenex. So, and I love this whole thread. So, hi everyone. I asked their permission if I could share this in the stream. So, totally have the permission to share it. Okay, so if you're in the Philippines, you can watch Friends on HBO Go in the app. So it's super easy. I know there are Friends fans that are, or still people that are still watching the show. So I guess you should finish the show first before watching the Friends reunion. And here's my take and reaction in general regarding the Friends reunion is when they announced the trailer, I actually didn't believe it. For the past few years, there are tons of like, oh, Friends reunion. And a lot of videos on YouTube, actually, some talented editors, they put together kind of a trailer or a real sitcom from all of the things that the actors did in the past. So when they announced it, I'm like, okay, is it real? And it's real. So, and it kind of happened very fast because I think I saw the trailer 2 weeks before the actual showing. And when I definitely didn't hesitate to watch it, we watch it as soon as it became available. And I love that they are able to actually put a lot of the best stuff and fans can remember these moments. But at the same time, they provided a lot of new information and how the show got made, about how the producers, and I usually love learning more about behind the scenes stuff as an aspiring like filmmaker, screenwriter. I love the whole video production stories. So that's something that I think they kind of divided the Friends reunion into one, looking back, to how it got made, then also seeing the actors besides the six. There are tons of surprises there, so you gotta watch it, like who are the characters that made an appearance in the show. So I won't spoil you with anything. And lastly, they kind of like did this table read where the current cast read their lines, like favorite parts from the show. So it's very interesting to watch, and all of there's just magic when all of these six actors go together. And I could imagine the friendship that they formed because of the TV series called Friends. So I don't think that's an experience that they will ever experience again. And for the viewers as well, I don't think we'll ever have that experience where we will follow this journey of six people 10 years. Actually, that happened with the Big Bang Theory for us. So yeah, that's 12 years, 12 seasons of the Big Bang Theory. I almost gave up, but I think it was worth it in the end. Oh my god, I totally forgot to include the Big Bang Theory. It's also on Netflix. Why? Okay, I gotta tell my husband that he forgot to include the Big Bang Theory. So one thing, by the way, that I wanted to share my husband wants to approve all of the things that I recommend and if we have the same popcorn rating. And it was also his idea to do the popcorn rating. So yeah, I can't believe that we missed The Big Bang Theory. So I think it's The Big Bang Theory, The Good Place. Although you probably should start with The Good Place first because it's four seasons and I guess it's such an easier commitment than watching 12 seasons of The Big Bang Theory. So yeah, go watch The Good Place first. It's just a beautifully written, I think it's a piece of art that will be like a timeless piece of art when you look back at humanity and you like think about all of the things that humans created. I think this will be one of the things that are like worth looking back because I just love the way it was written. Okay, so I guess we covered everything. We did the Friends reaction. Let's see what else we can check out in terms of, wait, I'm gonna share my screen again. La 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 la. So tonight we're actually watching Cruella. I'm pretty excited. Okay, so I'm gonna share. Let's see. I wanna check out IMDb and see what's going on over there. Maybe we've missed something. We just finished watching This Is Us two nights ago, and it's crazy. Like, it's the season finale, and then the season six is the last season. So, wow, so many things happened in that. Okay, so what to watch from your watch list? So I'm not actually signed in, featured today. Let's see. Liam Neeson is in everything. We just watched something from Liam Neeson, The Marksman, I think. I fell asleep though. It was not good. So not worth watching. Featured today, what to watch, watch list. I don't have a watch list. What's on TV and streaming? Okay, that's what we want. What's new to stream on Netflix? Okay, everything coming to Netflix in June 2021. Abduction, American Outlaws, Bad Teacher. I felt like I've watched this, but I'm not sure. The Edge of All We Know. Interesting. It's a Cocomelon. Don't they have already Cocomelon on Netflix? Cradle to the Grave, Flipped, Fools Rush In. Ooh, this is a good one. It's actually of Chandler Bing. Okay, Happy Endings. I Am Sam. Love Jones, Million Dollar Baby, Ninja Assassin, Seven Souls in the Skull, Castle Stand By Me, Starsky and Hutch, Super Monster, Swordfish. Nothing seems exciting for now, for me at least. What about you guys? Do you have something exciting that you've seen in this list? And also, by the way, I forgot to mention some more series to watch on Netflix that are great. It's fairly new, Glow. This is kind of like a guilty pleasure show for me. It's based on the actual, I'm not sure if the name of the wrestling show is also Glow, but it's based from the characters there. It is just so good. It's so funny. And also to have lots of drama, and it's something that you can watch. It's a very short episode, so once you play it, you're just gonna keep watching it until you know it's done because it's super short. I'm not sure if there are three seasons. I don't think we finished season three. Okay, so Glow, also some old ones that are available on Netflix. It's New Girl. I started watching that, but I haven't finished it. And Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23 with Jessica Jones. I just love like the Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. It's also a guilty pleasure for me. So if you're looking for like an old TV series, that should be something. Because both series are actually set. Is New Girl set in New York? I don't think so. Yeah, so Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. That's set in New York. So a lot of it also... Friends from College is set in New York. So a lot of New York setting, which I love. Okay, so I think that's everything for tonight. Thank you so much for watching. And so I gotta go. It's a Friday night, movie night for us. And we're gonna watch Cruella. Hope you found what you're looking for and what you will be watching this Friday night. I'm Irene Chan, and happy binge watching.